outlier, stay with me, tells you that their criminal activity, their sexual assault is only locker room talk. When folk who've been in locker rooms can tell you ain't no talk like that in a locker room. An out and outlier does not deal in truth, does not deal in justice, and does not know one thing about love. Not talking about them. I'm talking about an outlier. An outlier shows up from the edge, comes back to the center, daring to proclaim justice. An outlier comes from out on the outside, comes back in to invite people to know that justice is what love looks like in public, and love is something intimate that cares for you just as much for me. An outlier, an outlying faith says that all have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God, but God wants everybody come back in the fold. Pastor Warner, let me stop for just a minute and give some brief explanation and explication as to how it is I got here rather than doing what I was going to do when I was in another place and space this morning. It is not to say that we don't all need to hear the word, but it is to say that some of us need a different word. What I'm saying is that what is needed and palatable for some digestive systems is not needed and palatable for some other digestive systems. There are some of us, me and Alyssa were talking about this yesterday, some of us need to do vegan so we can be healthy, but some of us can cut it up, cut into it, get all the beef, chicken, turkey, pork that we want, and we're good with it. So there are some meals that need to be some places, some meals somewhere else. So it is. That I made the conscious decision in prayer that I needed in at the end of the Obama era. Oh, I've said this in other places. I especially need to be sure that I said it to an African descended people so that we get stay. I know who your pastor is. I want to stay in line with him. We stay involved in a faith that lives on the ground but that liberates our people. Because it is a people who is liberated spiritually. There's going to be a people that's liberated physically, economically, politically. Okay, now that I have finished that explication, allow me to get back to where we are in the text. I believe that what we see in John here, the forerunner for Jesus, is not simply the prophetic understanding from the Old Testament that here's one who's proclaiming Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus, the man, Jesus born. I think they're also proclaiming something in and about our faith and how it is we live as not just as we wait for Jesus, but how we live with Jesus. This is about an outlying faith. I'm going to say three things and we're going to find our way to restaurants or to the United Methodist Men downstairs, who, by the way, did a very, very marvelous job. Thanks be to God for Emory Grove. And your understanding what it means to be educated, the difference that makes. Thanks be to God that you get behind that. Just so glad to see and hear that. Three things I want to talk about that I find in this text I want to point your attention to. That we're going to have an outlying faith. Stop living with out and outliers. That we are going to have to get right, get real, and get ready. All right? Get right. Get real and get ready. Bass man, I'm going to come to you in just a minute. Here's the deal. Get right. outline faith first to get right. I want you to pay attention in the text that John comes from the edge. People come out to see John, and John says to them, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Stay with me here for a minute. Repent, metanoia in the Greek. Repent means to be transformed. Repent is to turn. Now we have understood the construct of repent is to repent of sin. And there's a discussion that repenting of sin. What did they do? What is it that droves of people came out to do? I want to suggest to you that sin is not simply what you do. Sin is a posture. It's where you are. It's where you stand. Are you standing with God? Are you walking toward God? Or are you turned from God? Are you going somewhere else? What am I saying, bro? Stay with me for a minute. Here's where I'm going. Sin is more than what you do. It's who and where you are. And so he says to these people, you are hanging out in the wrong place, in the wrong space. Turn from that. Turn to me. Now, 1979, it was May of that year, I graduated from West Virginia Wesleyan College. Several months after that, three, maybe four, a band called Chic came out with an album, and they had a particular song that had a special bass line to it that we used to hang out with here in the Washington, D.C. area. Can you give me that bass line, Don? Can you get it, Victor? Times. Every time they played this bad fella at the Foxtrot, every time it went down at the Black Tahiti, when they played this at Tiffany's, and when they played it at my joint, the buck stops here. Everybody went out to the floor and did their thing. I loved it. I loved it. Every week. Yeah, yes. Keep some of the groove going, not the bass yet. Come on, keep it. So I love this thing, man, and couldn't wait every week for months. When this one came on, everybody went to the floor. So in February or March, maybe it was April, I'm at one of the clubs again. I'm at the Buck, and this comes on again, and here comes my bass. Come on, hit me, baby. And they're doing it. I couldn't wait to get out there. I went and found somebody, and then something came up like this. Say a hip, a hop, a hip, and do the hip, hip hop, and you don't stop rocking the bang, bang, boogie. Up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the crew, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. Right. Now, stay with me. Cause I'm y'all get the band some love. Get the band some love. Don't tell nobody I did that. What'd you say? Who am I? I want you to get my point here. Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers are, in fact, Hall of Fame musicians. They produced and built careers, not just for Chic. They reinvented Diana Ross. There were so many folk that those brothers built up. They musicians. I go to the floor and that hip-hop thing, and I said, what is this? What happened here? It occurred to me that three boys, Wonder Mike, Big Hank, these cats got together and they never played a bass, never beat a drum, never near a keyboard, but started a movement that remade music. You're gonna hear me in a minute here. They said that, yeah, that's what music is now. That's the status quo right now. We don't think we got to live there. We can be who we are and bring something else to this. We don't have to just take R&B as it is. We don't have to just take jazz as it is. We don't have to just take the blues as they are. We've got something to bring to this. We're not just going to stay in this and act like we can't be musicians because we haven't been trained. They said there's something else that can happen. Now we've got producers. We've got MCs. We've got DJs. A whole genre of music has happened by people who are, in fact, not trained musicians, but they are musicians now. What am I saying? They looked at the status quo and said, that ain't right. That ain't enough. We're going to do something different. We're going to do something better. We're going to repent of just taking stuff as it is. We're going to do something else with it. You're going to get this in a minute. Repent of acting like a Republican nightmare is the only thing that's going to happen in this country, in this world, for people who claim to follow Jesus. Repent from acting like it's okay for our kids to be put in jail, hauled in jail over dope deals, over drugs, while other people doing the same stuff are not getting the same thing. Repent from acting like it's all right for our girls and our boys to call themselves anything, anytime, and that's just the way it is today. Repent from believing that God ain't moving among us. Repent from acting like stuff has got to be the way it is right now. Outlying faith. Outlying faith says we gotta get right. We go out to the edge and stop believing the status quo. We are creating something new, something different, something vital, and something vibrant because we've been baptized. We're going to get right. The texture is not just about get right. We got to get real. I want you to look at the text. Now, he's talking to this group. They've come out to be baptized. Then he stops, points out the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Yes. Yeah. He says, you snakes. You low down, dirty. You can't even crawl. You so low on the ground. No good trifling. You vipers. Get real. Straighten this thing out. Get real. In other words, no more faking. No more fronting. See who you are. You have been oppressing our people. You've been making it at their expense. You leading the church and ain't saying nothing. You standing up front and ain't doing nothing. You low down. Get real. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Go ahead, sister. Dietrich Bonhoeffer says, and I quote, where institutional freedom is rendered at the sacrifice of the freedom of preaching, the church is in chains, even though it believes it's free. Did you get that one? When, let me translate, where we can say we're free in the church, but the freedom means we can't say what God calls us to say. We can't preach what we've been told to preach. We can't sing with fire and fervor. We can't stand up and praise God like we want to. We can't laugh when we feel like laughing. We can't cry when we feel like crying because somebody else has told us what to do. We are in chains. We are fettered. We are enslaved. Too many preachers. can't say what they want to say to the people that need to hear it. Too many lay folk have learned how to stand in a certain place around their people to keep their people down. Too many churches do not want to speak freely to the people that need to preach to freely so that they can be lifted. They can be gifted. They can bring strength. We need a faith for the people who've been oppressed that lifts them up. We need a faith for the people who have been torn down that lifts them up. We need a faith so that those who need to hear that God says there's somebody, they're lifted to that. And we don't need Sadducees preaching to them. We don't need Pharisees singing with them. We need a faith that lifts from the bottom to the top. To the top. We got to get real. We got to get right. We got to get real. And finally, we got to get ready. You got to get ready. You look at the text, he tells the people that came out to be baptized that need to repent. He tells the low-down, no-good Pharisees and Sadducees who've been making money and position at the expense that the original prosperity pimps, the original TV preachers. Listen, while I'm thinking about that. The pimps take their stuff. They don't take their stuff to Trump. No, they don't. He's already in the camp. They're doing this for him. No, the pimps come to those that they think need to be controlled. That's where the Sadducees and Pharisees went. They weren't in the Roman Senate. No. They were keeping people controlled. He looks at everybody and says, get ready. Get ready. Because there's going to be an axe. There's going to be some stuff chopped. There's going to be a threshing floor. The stuff that can be used will be used. But the other stuff is going to get burned up. It's going to get thrown out. It's going to be an unquenchable fire. And that's where it's going. We need to get ready because a change is coming. The genius of this outlying faith, the genius of it, is an outlying faith helps us ultimately to get ready. You know, you and I had some folk genius before us. Yeah, we did. There's some folk that didn't have a bass or drum. They didn't have a keyboard. But they too went past status quo. They too believed they had to get real. And they made up songs. They invented songs. They were the first composers on these shores of music that mattered and made a difference. Oh, bless his name. And we called it spirituals. And one of them that used to perplex me for years was this thing said, oh, Mary, don't you weep. Tell Martha not to moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Tell Martha not to moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. Singing Mary, don't you weep. Tell Martha not to moan. What was the spiritual outlying genius of our ancestors? They said, this death thing that you looked at with Lazarus, it ain't right. This death thing ain't always going to happen. You're not going to grieve all the time. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes with the morning. There's going to be a better day. There's going to be a brighter day. They didn't just stop there. They didn't just give you that. They also said, somebody's going to get punished. Somebody's going to get theirs. You're not always going to be able to do what you want to do. That the love and grace of God also has a punishment from God. Those who do wrong to God's people, those who ignore God's agenda, don't you lose sight. Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea singing, Mary, don't you weep. Martha, don't you mourn. If it's been low, you're going to be lifted. If you've been down, you're going to get up. If somebody talks about you, you just keep stepping. If somebody put you down, you just keep stepping. God Almighty is going to make a way for you. God Almighty is going to bless you. Somebody's coming to save you. Somebody's coming to save you. Somebody's coming to bless you. And he's got a name. Some say Mary's baby. Some say bright and morning star. I join my people. His name is Jesus. Thank you.